Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where all listings are promoted. Now here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. You can jump into the conversation at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
So when you hear the duck quack, that's your cue to be the first caller with the secret word from today's edition of the eBay Radio Group newsletter.
Duck.
The winner gets an exclusive eBay branded prize personally selected by Griff. What duck. Is it today, Griff?
It's a shoulder bag.
And it's got logo, the eBay logo on it. It's really great.
It's really cool.
To find the secret word, you go to ebayradio.com. You click on the second discussion post thread right next to the little orange radio avatar.
There it is.
It will have the word newsletter in its title. And that's today's newsletter. And somewhere in it, you'll find today's secret word. And by the way, you'll also find instructions in that newsletter for how to subscribe so you can receive it twice a week right in your very own inbox. So you just click the second discussion post at ebayradio.com with newsletter in its title, and that's where you'll find. And the word is always something that you would never use in a million years in conversation.
Or you shouldn't use because you'll sound pretentious.
Exactly.
Or crazy.
Yes. So give us a call. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And you know what? For one more segment, we have Joel Eled here with us because he's in the studio with me.
That's right.
I was wondering why you sounded so good.
Because I get to be with Lee in person.
It's wonderful because he lives in San Diego and he came in for his
thing. Well, how nice for you.
Yes. Yeah. Comic books are his life.
Yeah, that's pretty
whether
clear.
I like it or not.
Whether you like it or not.
Really. So I was asking him about what was going on with eBay and those exclusive eBay only cover variants.
Yes.
And so I thought maybe he could explain how he feels about it a little more here.
Well, it's funny because I'm actually in discussion with eBay right now about setting it up. I work for a comic book publisher, and so we're going to talk about maybe some of our comics making an eBay exclusive variant. But it's interesting, now that I work for the publisher, I have thousands of retailers I got to keep happy. So if I start selling something as a publisher direct to the public, my retailers are like, hey, you're supposed to sell those through us. We put these comic book stores together to keep the public happy and to sell your books. And so I have to make it available so that all my retailers can benefit from it.
Yeah, so, but you like what eBay's doing.
Oh yeah. There's been several already. What they do is they pick retailers to be the front people to sell the variants, which is how even I do it at my company. So, my company puts out the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joe, Transformers, Gem and the Holograms, Back to the Future. So we have a lot of really cool globally recognized comics that I'm hoping, at least one of them will have an eBay exclusive variant coming out.
Griff, were you a comic nut when you were a kid?
For a very short period of time, I was.
What did you read?
I think I read the Archie comics.
And I did too.
And I liked horror. So I think when I was like 10 years old, I'd buy like the Tales of the Crypt and those other horror comics.
I hated those. Boy things.
Yeah, they're very boy things.
Ugh,
yeah.
I didn't like that. I did, you know, the Archie and Veronica and all that.
Oh, so we had that in common.
Yes, we did. And Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh. And, there were a few others I've forgotten. Oh, then they came out with Reggie and all those other ones that came from that comic book.
Right.
But then I'm like Griff. I did it for a short period of time and then it was gone. Why did you continue to be involved?
It's a very interesting, middle school and high school, I read the comics and occasionally I'd buy extras or I'd buy something that went up in value. And in the early 90s, we used a weekly comic book newspaper to sell to each other. We even had pages where they put pictures and you would call in for an auction-like experience where you could bid silently on stuff you wanted to buy. And then in 1995, on Labor Day weekend, this cool little internet site started called eBay.
Really?
And my hobby of comic shifted from being a reader to a retailer, and I was able to start a business. I started in 1996 and I was able to live in California with sky high rents and have my own business and selling comics. And, I went from, you know, I started reading the comics to selling the comics. And so I still read so I know what's going out there, so I know what to buy and what to sell and how to describe it. But I'm definitely more of a retailer focus now than the guy that...
Do you remember the first comic you ever put up?
I don't. I remember the first comic book I ever read. It was Uncanny X-Men number 200. But you're right, I don't remember the first comic I sold. I bought more than I sold.
So eBay coming into being made you an entrepreneur.
Yes.
There you go, Greg.
Absolutely.
There it is.
It happens again.
I
love this.
Pierre and Jeff Skoll had a focus group, the very first focus group, and I was in it. So back in '90s, they had borrowed a conference room from that one little floor that they had, and it was like me and a couple of all the stuff we talked about were things that eBay finally did. And I even brought my monthly seller fee check with me to give to them, and they kind of looked at me like, what do we do with this? And they ran it down the hall or whatever. So I used to joke. I said, I'm so important. I pay my seller fees directly to Pierre. So I used to have fun with that little statement. But yeah, it was, eBay really kept comics alive for me and allowed me. There were many years that my eBay income was my number one income. And so that's why I'm writing books and going to eBay opens and, you know, coming on eBay radio and.
What's your next book?
Well, I'm updating LinkedIn for Dummies for the 5th edition. So you're going to see me on LinkedIn a lot more, but haven't done an eBay book in a while, but we'll see what my publishers ask for.
Cool.
We got to go to the phone here. Michael from Tyler, Mississippi, RMR Enterprises on eBay. Hey, Michael, what's your question or comment?
Well, I was actually calling. I was on my lunch break at work and listening, and I heard the duck quack.
All right. And what is the secret word?
It is atelophobia.
A telephobia. Yes.
Yay.
And what does it mean?
It is the fear of not being good enough.
Or the fear of defects and imperfections.
Yeah.
Yes, very true.
The one we're looking at says a fear of defects or imperfections.
I wonder why E. Betsy picked that word.
I wonder why. I hate that word.
What? You hate the word a telephobia?
I hate the word defects. I don't.
Yeah, I hated it when we...
Let's change it to screw-ups.
Screw-ups?
You only get a screw-up with your eBay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was, when we were trying to decide what to call things in this particular case, there was a huge ongoing meeting about this with lots of disagreements. And, they couldn't come up with anything better. And the ones I suggested, which I don't think I remember right off, didn't make the mark, so.
A boo-boo?
I think mine was hit.
Hit.
Yeah. You take a hit.
A most palpable hit?
A most palpable, yes, Shakespeare.
So, well, congratulations, Michael. Griff, tell him what he won.
Well, he won the over-the-shoulder bag. And you know, it's like a backpack, but you wear it on one shoulder. And you have
to,
it's very cool, but you have to send me your shipping address to griff@ebay.com, and I will mail it right out to you.
I can absolutely do that. And I've got to tell you, Griff, I was actually really happy the other day whenever I was sourcing at a thrift store. I know it's old and everything, but I actually came across the first edition of your book. So I grabbed it up to put on my desk by my computer while I'm listening.
It makes great kindling.
That's nice.
You can start many warm fireplace fires during the winter with pages from the book.
What do you sell, Michael?
No. Oh, God, anything I can get my hands on. My most favorite thing that I have sold, though, so far, I mean, I sell, if it's at a thrift store or a flea market or anything like that, I'm in a good price, I want to sell it. But my best thing that I've ever sold so far was I was at my local thrift store, and they had a little basket with wristwatches in it. And I had gotten a couple of them before, little Timex, little inexpensive ones, and sold them for like $10, $15, you know, and they only cost me $1. So I was like, that's good. Well, I saw one, and it kind of caught my eye. And I was like, man, that's really nice looking. Maybe I can get a little bit more. So I grabbed it, you know, and put it with the rest of my stuff, paid for it. I got home, and it actually was a 18-karat solid gold Cartier wristwatch.
Oh, my
gosh. Wow.
Get out of town.
Yeah, I freaked. I mean, immediately whenever I found that out, I went back the next day looking for anything else.
Well, how did you find it out?
It does say Cartier on it, but you know, I mean, I didn't really think too much of it, but I used the actual, the image search on the eBay app, and it brought up a whole bunch of them just like it. And at that point in time, I just like, I freaked because, you know, the comps on them were anywhere from $1,200 to $5,000.
What did you make?
I made just over $1,200. I took an offer from, actually it's going back home to France. a gentleman in France is the one that ended up buying it from me.
$1,200.
Yeah. $1,200 on a dollar watch.
I like that story, Michael. I like it a lot.
It is pretty good.
I do too. I do too. Yeah.
So in Tyler, Mississippi, yeah, it's Tyler, Mississippi, not Tyler, Texas. Okay, Tyler, Mississippi. Do they have a lot? A lot of thrift stores?
Not there, but the next county over, as I was telling the screener, is the county that I live in, there's actually more cows than there are people. I mean, it's a very small area. But I've got several places that I can go to. I go back home, you know, at least once or twice a month, and there's several places there. The next city over, you know, there is. And actually, I travel with work a lot, so it kind of works out. And I'll find the little hole-in-the-wall ones to go into, and I've made a lot of friends that way.
Michael, thank you so much for calling, and congratulations for winning.
Thank y'all.
We appreciate your listenership. Thank you so much.
Thanks, absolutely. Michael.
All right.
As soon as I get your email, I will ship your bag out.
We'll do that right now.
Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it.
What fun, and what a great story.
I know. Don't you love those stories?
I do. I never feel like, oh, that never happens to me. I always feel like, well, congratulations. That's fantastic. More of those, please.
Yes. Yeah. It gives us hope, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, I want to thank Joel Eled for being here with us. Thank you, Joel. We appreciate you coming today.
Thanks, Joel, and we'll see you next time, I hope. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, spending less time shipping and more time selling. And we've got one more to go this hour, 888-723-4630. Call us. It's eBay Radio.
Imagine how convenient it would be if you could source products right from your smartphone. Well, now there's an app for that. With Bulk, you can buy liquidation goods by the pallet or case right from your iOS or Android device. Bulk's free mobile app offers all the same advantages as Bulk on your desktop. Plus, the freedom to source from anywhere you happen to be. You can search Bulk's extensive inventory of wholesale lots by price, condition, or category. Set custom preferences and view Bulk's guaranteed manifests for each lot that catches your eye. You can even save lots to research later. And Bulk makes it super easy to complete your purchase via PayPal or credit card. Bulk deals with leading retailers and manufacturers, so you know you're buying quality and quantity. And thanks to Bulk's mobile app, you can do it on the fly. That's Bulk, B-U-L-Q, for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
You've got high-flying plans for your business on eBay, and ShipStation wants to be the wind beneath your wings. Whether your monthly shipments total 50 or 50,000, one of ShipStation's six plans will fit your business right now and give it room to soar. ShipStation integrates with eBay and your other selling channels to help you manage and ship orders more easily in less time, so you can focus on reaching new heights. Takeoff is fast and easy too. There's nothing to install, so you can be up and shipping in just minutes. Plus, ShipStation's automation rules let you customize the fulfillment process to fit your business. And when you're ready to scale up, ShipStation will still be your wingman. Try all the features of ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required. Then choose your plan at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 430.
On eBay, it's not just what you're listing, it's how you're listing. Stephanie Franz is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Everything Vintage Steph. And she has this tip on where to start.
Lead with the brand name. For example, Lands End, maybe a brand name, and followed by the type of item, and then followed by the item specifics that stand out the most. So it's not that it will get any higher in search or anything, but it's what people see, especially on mobile. You only see part of the title sometimes. So if it says Lands End size 10 women's knit sweater, that might be all I need to see.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always first in best match. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. You can feel free to call us anytime, but this is the right time. 888-RADIO-30. And again, that toll free number is 888-723-4630. And oh boy, what a week it's been for selling and listing on eBay.
Woo.
I have a new bit of advice when people say to me, I have my standard advice when people say, oh, my sales have slowed. What have you done, eBay? Now I have my, you know, I have my boilerplate of things, you know, to look out for.
Sure.
But there's a new part of it, and I want to, again, draw people's attention to Seller Hub. And I want you to go to Seller Hub and then click the Performance tab and scroll down to the traffic area. And there's a box with an overview of your traffic. We talked about this, I think, in the last show, but I'm going to bring this up occasionally because I think this is important. Your traffic will show you the number of people who have seen your listings and search results. Those are called listing impressions. And every time someone searches for an item and your item appears on a page that they view, whether that's the first page or if they scroll through and find it on the second, third, fourth, or fifth, or whatever page, that's a listing impression. It means that your listing in those search results has actually been seen by someone. So, for example, the default, the data that's shown for numbers is the past 30 days. So I'm looking at data roughly 30 days from October 13th to November 7th. And what I'm seeing here is 47,485 listing impressions. Now, what's interesting is that that's up 8.2% from the previous month, and that's because I started listing stuff after many months of not listing, and my listing impressions went up. The next piece of data is the click-through rate, and I'm going to skip that for a minute because I think these are out of order, the way we've done these. The next one I want to talk is the third one, and that's the listing page views. And that's the number of times that someone who has found one of your listings in a search result is actually intrigued enough by the photo, title, price, or other stuff to actually open the page, a listing page view. And in my case, for that period of time, I had 672 page views on my roughly 170 pieces of merchandise. That's up 16.9% from the previous month, which is quite a jump. And again, I attribute that to the fact that I listed a bunch of items. And then the next one is the sales conversion rate. And that's 2.2% for me. And that's out of all the people. So if you follow this as a funnel, listing impressions, someone saw a listing, or 447,000 plus times my items showed up in search. 672 of those times someone actually clicked through, and 2.2% of those somebody actually bought something, and that's up 1.5% from the last time. Now, if you want to get a deeper dive picture, you can click the little arrow and it'll show you graphs from day to day for your impressions. And every time I list something, so for example, on October 29th, I listed a bunch of items and it jumped from 961 listing impressions the day before up to 3,022. And you can see, you can also do that for the page views as well, and your click-through rate and your transaction rate. And then under that, there's all of your listings, and you can see the data for each of the listings. So, for example, I have a camera that's a Polaroid instant film camera that uses new film that has had 1,961 listing impressions. It's turned, showed up. 0.5% click-through rate, which is kind of small, right? And it has a listing page views of only 27, no sales conversion. So I looked at that and I said, you know what I'm going to have to do? I haven't done it yet. I'm going to go in and lower the price, maybe add some stuff to it, see if I can get those numbers to change. This is where you can track not only your current existing traffic, but also how that traffic changes if you make improvements to one of your listings. So this is so I would take a snapshot of this, this page, and then I would have this data to compare time over time. So that's, I'll talk again about this in the future because I want sellers who say to me, and they do, what is eBay doing to my listings? I'm not selling as much. And the first thing they're going to do is blame eBay, which there's a part of me that says, well, of course, maybe you're going to blame someone else. But once you've looked at this page, this should tell you the one thing that I've been telling you for years, which is we don't block your listings from displaying. I still hear people say this and I think, why? Why would we do that? You know, there was a time when we made most of our money at eBay on upfront fees, upgrade fees, insertion fees. In fact, we made most of the money eBay's business made for upfront fees before you even sold anything. That's now completely where it used to be roughly 80 to 90%. Now 80 to 90% of our revenue comes from fees that when you sell. So our business depends on your sales. What possible benefit would it be to us to hide your listings? So instead of indulging in a persecution complex, you got to look at your listings and figure out what's going on in the marketplace. And sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes you have to face some hard realities. The worst of which is no one wants to buy
my items. The good news
is
this tells you something that you have to do to take action.
Exactly. No one wants my camera. I'm going to take care of that. This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Coming up next, a moving tale here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Inbox zero. It's that sweet spot where you've answered each and every customer's message in your inbox. Reply Manager can get you there faster and more effectively. With Reply Manager, your e-commerce, email, and social media messages all come into a single inbox. Then, filters sort them into folders you set up. Reply Manager even prioritizes your messages so you can respond promptly. Best of all, Reply Manager keeps customer details and conversation history all in one place. No more switching between multiple screens or accounts. All this efficiency comes with a personal touch, too. You can personalize messages using a hashtag. And smart autoresponders make every response sound like it came from a real human being. Because it did. Reply Manager. The road to inbox zero. Try Reply Manager for free for 14 days. No credit card required at ReplyManager.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.